This episode of the Great Lakes Geek Show is brought to you by Aztec. Be sure you aren't letting your visitors down with a poor mobile experience. Talk to the pros at aztecweb.com, aztekweb.com. All right, most people will remember 2011 as the year that Steve Jobs died, and that's fitting. But we lost many other tech pioneers in 2011, and without some of them, there would have been no Apple. For example, Jack Goldman, the founder of Xerox PARC, passed away in December. Goldman established the Xerox Research Center of Canada and Xerox Palo Alto Research Center, or PARC. Xerox PARC researchers, of course, developed a laser printer, the GUI using Windows and icons, the mouse, Ethernet, and other major technology innovations that made Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, and others rich men. The programming world lost Dennis Ritchie, the co-inventor of Unix and the inventor of the C programming language. Students still talk about their K&R book, Kernighan and Ritchie, for learning C. John McCarthy was the father of AI, artificial intelligence, and the inventor of Lisp, the list processing language, which has become the standard tool for AI research and design. He also helped devise computer time-sharing for mainframes and garbage collection to remove software code no longer being used from the computer's memory. There might not have been an iPhone without Robert Galvin, the former CEO of Motorola and a real pioneer in cell phone. He led Motorola's pioneering work to make cell phones readily available to consumers. Motorola developed the first cell phone in the 70s, the Dynatrack. Remember pagers? Pagers were another popular Motorola communications product in the 70s and 80s. Others lost in 2011 include Ken Olson, co-founder of Digital Equipment Corp. DEC dominated the minicomputer era from the 60s to 80s as the industry shifted away from the large room-sized mainframes to the minis. Charles Walton was the father of RFID. He pioneered work in radio frequency identification wireless technology that's still used today. Julius Bank, one of the eight co-founders of computer chip company Fairchild Semiconductor, along with future Intel co-founders Robert Noyce and Gordon Moore, developed an inexpensive method for manufacturing silicon chips that changed everything. So we lost lots of great minds that paved the way for the PC and subsequent consumer electronics industries in 2011. And as we read about the less than generous nature of Steve Jobs, let's remember Michael Hart, the founder of Project Gutenberg. Hart paved the way for free digital texts of books in the public domain and was the inventor of ebooks. See you next time. You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.